This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, January 5th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Venezuela uncertainty, bridge assistance payment rates, and latest on China buys. Congress returns amid Venezuela uncertainty. Lawmakers are back in town this week to kick off the new year with government funding once more up in the air on Capitol Hill. The biggest story in Washington, of course, is the future of Venezuela and the U.S. role there. Take note, Venezuela is an important market for U.S. farmers. As of last year, the United States was the second largest exporter of farm products to the South American country, with 26% market share, according to USDA. The main U.S. ag exports include soybean meal, corn, wheat, soybeans, and rice. Now, for more on the coming week and the month in D.C., you can read our Washington Week Ahead. USDA releases bridge assistance payment rates. The USDA made some important news during the holiday break, releasing payment rates for $11 billion in farmer bridge assistance, as well as the final annual household food security survey. Commodity groups welcomed the release of the payment rates, but also stressed they would not make farmers whole after several years of stagnant prices and rising input costs. The American Soybean Association in particular said the payments would not prevent many growers from leaving the business of farming altogether. The administration has yet to release rates for $1 billion in payments targeted for specialty crop and sugar growers. USDA issues last hunger numbers. U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Security Report, which is for 2024, shows food insecurity reached 13.7%. That's a 10-year high during the last year of the Joe Biden administration. The Trump administration, as we know, has now canceled the annual survey, so it will be years before the study can be reinstated, if it is ever reinstated. Some notable highlights include some of the 18.4% households with children were found to be food insecure for 2024. For married couples with children, the rate was 10.9%. Six states have food insecurity rates that are statistically significantly above the national average. Based on a three-year average, Arkansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Oklahoma, and Texas. 16 states and the District of Columbia have food insecurity rates that are statistically significantly below the national average. USDA inspectors to test retailer compliance with new SNAP restrictions. USDA will send inspectors to stores to test out new Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program food restrictions being implemented in 18 states. Investigators in the Food and Nutrition Service Office of Retailer Operations and Compliance will go an undercover to try to buy restricted items, according to an agency memo. If violations are found, retailers will receive a warning letter and will be subject to future investigations. If a second violation is found, the retailer may be barred from participating in SNAP. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. America's dairy farmers are committed to feeding the nation, but their ability to do so depends on sound, science-based policies. That's why they rely on Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the number two milk cooperative in the country and a leading voice for progressive, farmer-driven leadership in Washington, D.C. Edge represents dairy farmers and their families across the country, the backbone of rural communities and a vital part of our food security. From environmental regulation and workforce development to trade and sustainability, Edge ensures farmer perspectives are heard and that decisions in D.C. are grounded on facts, not politics. Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, advancing policies that strengthen America's farms, safeguard our environment, and sustain the next generation of dairy leaders. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. China still short of soybean commitments as data trickles in. Chinese buyers are likely to have missed a December 31 deadline for purchasing 12 million metric tons of U.S. soybeans. USDA has published weekly export data through mid-December, with more numbers set to drop this morning. But daily sales data that captures the largest sales show China was behind schedule on its pledges. China had almost 7 million tons of confirmed sales from late October to the end of 2025. The final destination for around 3 million tons of orders is still unknown. Even if all those are bound for China, which is not likely, Beijing almost certainly missed the 12 million ton target by the end of 2025. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent has suggested the actual target for 12 million tons of Chinese purchases is February 28th. U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer recently told senators that buys may extend into March. Still under the terms of the U.S.-China deal struck in October, the White House said China pledged to buy another 25 million tons in the 26 calendar year. Stakeholders want to see both commitments met. Now take note, no text of the U.S.-China deal from October has been made public. Chinese officials have not yet acknowledged the soybean purchase commitments or deadlines in official communications. Trump hits pause on tariff hikes on lumber products. The president has delayed increasing duties on furniture, kitchen cabinets, and vanities by 1 year. The move is the latest tariff pivot following tariff reductions on ag products late last year. The administration imposed 25% duties on certain wood products and cabinets in September over national security concerns, with the tariff set to rise on January 1st. Those increases have been postponed for another year, the White House says, to let negotiations with partners play out. A fact sheet notes that the administration still sees reliance on foreign timber and lumber products as a threat to U.S. national security and the domestic industry. Now, take note, on Friday, Trump doubled down on the importance of tariffs in a post to social media, saying, quote, "Losing our ability to tariff other countries who treat us unfairly would be a terrible blow to the United States of America." He argued tariffs have been, quote, "incredible for our national security and prosperity." The post comes as the Supreme Court is expected to rule on the legality of Trump's emergency tariffs early this year. The tariffs on wood products and cabinets would not be affected by the ruling, however, as they are based on a separate tariff authority. Sheep industry looks to get focus on imports. The American Sheep Industry Association hopes an appeal from House members and senators will get the Trump administration to investigate the economic impact of lamb imports. Senator Steve Daines of Montana, Representative Doug LaMalfa of California, leading the letters to the USTR's office and are collecting signatures from colleagues this week, according to the ASI. 45Z credit on the way here in 2026. The new year means a new look for the 45Z tax credit, the Biden-era biofuel production incentive revamped by Congress in July. Changes took effect January 1, including no credit for renewable fuels made using ingredients from outside North America. The restrictions imposed by some fuel producers and end users. Despite speculation, the Trump administration would weigh in on how 45Z would work before the end of 2025. The White House was still reviewing proposed guidance from the Treasury Department as of Friday. "We hope it doesn't slip much further," said Joe Jobe, CEO of the Sustainable Advanced Biofuel Refiners Coalition. Sabre and others are pushing for Congress to pass a temporary return of the dollar a gallon biodiesel credit that 45Z replaced last year. Iowa Renewable Fuels Association Executive Director Monty Shaw said he's hopeful guidance will be out in January to, quote, help the Midwest unleash American energy dominance. Here's today's final word. Cartels are running Mexico. I've asked President Claudia Sheinbaum numerous times, would you like us to take out the cartels? No, 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 Mr. President. No, no, please. So we have to do something. Met President Donald Trump speaking on Fox News on Saturday after the capture of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, January 5th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.